you're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 17th, Chuck's Comedy Club is happening at 9 p.m. at Hunt Union's Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 18th, Activities Council's hosting Trivia, happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 19th, there's a first-gen panel discussion happening at Waterfront. Students will come together and host a panel led by leaders discussing the struggles and successes they had as first-gen students. Come at 6 p.m. at Fine Arts. Thursday, February 20th, join Student Care and Well-Being for a supportive class designed to improve your mental health. Stop by at Fine Arts Room 103 at 6 p.m. to learn more. Also happening Thursday, February 20th, join the Film Club from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater to watch Sixth Sense. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Hello, everyone out there in Oneonta and far beyond lands. This is DJ Nosfer Mark II with What's in Your Pocket. Coming to you Tuesday morning, February 18th. It is freezing in Oneonta. Pipes in the kitchen, frozen. Hopefully everybody else is still in bed, staying warm, or at least chugging down some coffee. And to start off today, we have an amazing performance by good old Tom Jones with music by Burt Bacharach.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? So thrilling, and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa! Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do, you and your pussycat lips, you and your
and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat knows.
Hello. Hello again.
Welcome back, everyone. That was a synth pop rock group, The Cars. Unfortunately, I think it was last year, Rick Ocasek passed away. He was a force to be reckoned with, not only with that band, but as a producer as well, and one of the best in that field. So I wanted to make a quick announcement about an event that is happening that's very amazing and very important to our campus. This is going to be taking place tomorrow, February 19th, and it is SUNY Oneonta's African and Latinx Studies in collaboration with the SUNY Oneonta Music Department. It is called the ALS Solidarity Concert for Black History Month. Once again, it is tomorrow, February 19th, 2025, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Craven Lounge in the Morris Conference Center down at the bottom of campus there. It's in the basement. That's where that room is. There's going to be a ton of awesome performers, a mix between community members and ensembles from the music department. Devin Champin, the hip-hop and R&B ensemble, Hooked on Tonics, Ajima Ajuru, if I pronounced it incorrectly, I'm sorry, Lady Jam, Malika WSP, and the World Chorus. And collaborating on this event is the African Latinx Studies, the ALS, Music Department, Office of Equity and Inclusion, Office of Dean School of the Liberal Arts and Business, or SLAB, Black Students Association, the BSU, Dominican Students Association, the DSA, Mexican Student Association, MEXSA, Students of Color Coalition, SCC, and the Resident Students Organization, RSO. We were at, last year I ran a Frank Zappa band for 20 years, actually, but we performed Cult of Personality last year. This year I'm running the hip-hop R&B ensemble, and we have four songs we're playing. And it's going to be a super, super, super amazing event. I hope that everyone can that's on campus or even in the community can come and show up and support this amazing, amazing concert. So right now, we have a song by my favorite rock band. I've seen them a ton of times. And this is off of their 1978 album, Powerage. AC/DC.
I hear the wind blow, I hear the wind blow. It seems to say, hello, hello, I'm the one who loves you so.
Hey now everybody, now hey now everybody, hey now everybody now.
Who's that standing out my window?
I found a new friend underneath my pillow.
Pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please. Please pass the milk, please.
Leave me alone, leave me alone.
Who's knocking on the wall?
All alone by myself.
What's that blue thing?
Understand a single word. I don't understand you. I just don't understand you. I cannot understand you. I don't understand you.
I heard a sound. I turned around. Turned around to find the thing that made the sound.
Mystique.
The day that love
came to play.
That was the mighty They Might Be Giants, one of my favorite bands. I actually got to see them again. I've probably seen them somewhere between almost upwards of 20 times. I saw them in Brooklyn in December, I believe. I think it was December. And they were doing a tour where every show they would highlight a different album, and it was the John Henry album that they were highlighting when I got to see them this time, and which is fitting because the first time I trying to remember if that was the first time I saw them or not, but I did see them when John Henry came out. That was their fourth album. Their fifth album. That last song, Fingertips, which is a collection of songs all between 10 and 30 seconds long or so, was on their fourth album, Apollo 18. Before that, the mighty AC/DC with Riff Raff. Power Ridge is an amazing album, and I know a lot of people either love or hate AC/DC, but I think that's the hidden gem, especially of the Bon Scott era. It didn't have any huge, huge hits. Sin City was on it, I guess. I guess that was probably the biggest hit on that album, but Rock and Roll Damnation also. But that's a great album if you're not into necessarily radio AC/DC. I would check out that album. So here we go. Here's the joke of the day, as I promised yesterday. Here we go, and it's pretty bad. Why did the teacher go to the eye doctor? Why did the teacher go to the eye doctor? And while you contemplate this extremely puzzling riddle, we're going to listen to some Weird Al, I think. All right. So we started that two-song block with Weird Al and My Bologna. I got a... He's amazing, right? I don't know. If you don't like Weird Al, there's something wrong with you. I always say, like, Weird Al, Willie Nelson, Stevie Wonder. Like, if you don't like these people, I'm not exactly sure what to say. It's this massive confusion going on in the brain. Brainworms. So after that was the amazing Ventures surf band with Telstar. Speaking of Weird Al, Weird Al is playing July 13th, which is a day after my 50th birthday, which there'll be a party at the Black Oak Tavern, by the way, with my college band, Mad Heed, along with Oneana's great heavy band, Bent. But Weird Al is playing July 13th at Bethel Woods. And I got tickets, and a bunch of my friends are going, and it's going to be amazing. And, of course, the awesome opener will be Puddles Pity Party, who we all love, that dastardly clown and his sadness. The answer to this joke, right? I had told this joke before. So here it is. Joke of the day was, why did the teacher go to the eye doctor? And, of course, the answer is, she was having problems with her pupils. Problems with her pupils. All right, we're gonna play a little bit of a long one here. I always like to kind of mix in a bunch of stuff. This is a piece from the Baroque era. I love Bach, and what we're going to be listening to is the Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro, which is a BWV 998. So it's a three-movement work for guitar, for lute, but I believe this version here is going to be played on the actual classical guitar. So. That was the great Narciso Yepes playing Bach's BWV 998 Prelude Fugue and Allegro on a 10-string, count that, 10-string nylon guitar. That's insane. I'm guessing that the tuning of that thing was probably lute tuning for the top 6 strings, and then the low 4 strings, they just tuned to particular bass notes to grab those lower extensions. It's pretty crazy. That's, the old lutes were like that, too. So I had a couple of emails already, actually, about coming in as a guest here on What's in Your Pocket. So let's talk a little bit about that. There are multiple ways to do this. Number one, you can email me. If you have my number, you can text me. You can call the station, which is 607-436-2711. And you could either do many things. You could come in with vinyl. I'm only trying to play vinyl except for the rotation song. So if you want to come in, I'll make some allowances for it. But if you want to bring some vinyl in, come and spin a log with me, that's great. Second thing is we could have a talk show about anything you wish to talk about. I do not care. It could be literally anything. Plenty of room in the studio here. Also, if you want to just call in and have a conversation about or talk about stuff, you could just call in. I can also put you on air through the old school telephone method as well. So, yeah, please, I'd love to start getting some guests in here and so we can make this more of a overall kind of variety show. Next up, we have one of my favorite jazz singers of all time, the great Billie Holiday.
This is Billie Holiday's story. Mom and Pop were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 16, I was 3. I was a woman when I was 6, big for my age, with big breasts, big bones, just a big, fat, healthy broad. So I started working out then, before school and after, minding babies, running errands, and scrubbing those damn white steps all over Baltimore. And I never got beyond the 5th grade. But whether I was riding a bike or scrubbing somebody's dirty bathroom floor, I used to love to sing all the time. I liked music. If there was a place where I could go and hear it, I went. Alice Dean used to keep a whorehouse on the corner nearest our place. And I used to run errands for her and the girls. When it came time to pay me, I used to tell her she could keep the money if she'd let me come up in her front parlor and listen to Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith on her Victrola. I guess I'm not the only one who heard their first good jazz in a whorehouse, but I never tried to make anything of it. If I'd heard Louis and Bessie at a Girl Scout jamboree, I'd have loved it just the same. But a lot of white people first heard jazz in places like Alice Dean's. And they helped label jazz whorehouse music. They forget what it was like in those days. A whorehouse was a theme song or yodeling. Or
she tells her side nothing to hide. Now just what her blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start. You and your man have to part. I ain't gonna just sit around and cry, and I know I won't die because I love him. Lady sings the blues, she's she's got a man. She feels so sad. But now the world knows she's never gonna sing 'em no more. No more.
Seen Junior's grades.
That's the great Van Halen with And the Cradle Will Rock. Before then was the very, very emotional and somewhat at times just deeply sad album and performance of Billie Holiday at Carnegie Hall with a very interesting introduction there. Anyways, this is What's in Your Pocket. I got one more to play for you. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Once again, if you're around for the Solidarity concert tomorrow in the Craven Lounge, that takes place from 7 to 8:30 for the Black History Month celebration. We'd love to see. It's free and open to the public. And here we go. We have a song by one of my favorites.
Reluctant.
reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No wine, he's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he's still. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit. If it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder.
Shakira.
That was stinky. Tune into WOMY 90.9 FM on the Anta.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of hot.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.